everybody, it's Jerry Negrelli sitting in for Tom Burf. Welcome to the Burf Bag. So the Burf Bag, if you're unfamiliar with this show, is a showcase for the utterly comparable Tom Burf and his various vanity projects. I have to say, as the proprietor of the Little Songs Podcast Network, it's a pretty exciting get that we signed Tom exclusively to podcast for us. If you're familiar with Tom from his work on the podcast, he generally produces low-quality, utterly comparable, generic songs, usually of some toilet-based nature. He's a pretty gross dude, but he's got quite a following, and it's going to really help us as we try to grow our audience or network. So let's see. Looks like Tom has some public appearances coming up he wanted me to tell you about. He'll be appearing in court next week in Pittsburgh District Court facing public indecency charges. So if you want to get out there and show your support for Tom, that would be really appreciated. He didn't really leave a lot of notes otherwise of what he wanted to do today. So I guess I'll take this opportunity to maybe showcase some items from the last Jingle Fest. So hopefully you were able to join us in Vienna, Virginia for Jingle Fest 4, Implausibly Alive at Jam and Java a few weeks ago. And one of the fun things about putting on those shows is creating a lot of custom content just for that day. And oftentimes it gets lost to history just because we only do it one time and it's gone. But we did put together some custom walk-up songs. I wanted there to be some unique material that we could play that would just kind of celebrate the performers. And since I don't really have anything else to do today without Tom actually being here, why don't we just show some of those songs? Let's just listen to a few of those right now.
And now the time has come, for good is up, and she loves snow peas. My friends, get up and cheer. The Gopher State's most famous jingler, the chick of this here crew, sings and plays uke in quite a display. Adored, and so much more, we call her KJ.
He's the stat man. He's the stat man.
His first set wasn't too bad, although not nearly as good as Brad's, and certainly not anywhere as good as Jerry's set, but that obviously goes without saying. So now let's Sean do some songs, and everybody sing along. I know he'll make you laugh, you can't go wrong. So they say, Sean Morrissey, Sean Morrissey, Sean Morrissey, Sean Morrissey.
I'm sure it's obvious to those of you listening that it took hours to craft those lyrics and multiple takes to do those performances. Those were clearly not single-take improvised sets. Now, the idea of the custom intro songs really stemmed from the fact that I really wanted to do this Jason Fuse Team America song of just basically yelling Jason Fuse and swearing. Like so many things from the TK Jingles days or Little Songs, there's one really stupid idea, some concept I really want to do, and that essentially leads to all things that follow. So why don't we play that? Why don't we play the one song that led to all those custom intro songs, and then I'll tack on a few more things from the garbage pile here just as we try to kill time to fill Tom's show.
It's Jason Fuse. He's Jason Fuse. Jason Fuse, fuck yeah! Coming from LA to kick some ass now, Jason Fuse, fuck yeah! Get on the stage and sing some songs now. It's the man we want to hear. Gonna sing into a microphone, fuck yeah!
Jason! Fuck yeah!
Is he from Georgia or California? Or maybe that Georgia that's near Russia? Mr. Tony doesn't know where, so he gets it wrong most of the time. Now Jason's moved across the states. He loves L.A.
He loves it!
He loves L.A.
He loves it!
He loves it!
So, one of the great joys of Tony's show, as well as the podcast and all these things that have spun off with Tom Burf and such, is the collective snowballing of inside jokes. So if you're unfamiliar, several years ago, they were talking about Jason Fuse and showcasing some of his songs, and Tony just randomly dropped in that Jason is from Los Angeles, matter-of-factly, as if it's something that we all know, and it made no sense, because obviously Jason is from Georgia, so the reference there was that somehow Jason had just decided to move across country and pursue a professional career and jingles or whatever on the Los Angeles scene. So we've been laughing about that for 2 or 3 years ever since, and that's what that second Jason Fuse song was referencing there. All right, so let's see. We got a few more here in the catalog of crazy walk-up music. Why don't we play something about Steve Lipton, as well as one that Steve did for Robert Berg, which was really another one of the ones that led to the whole idea that we must have custom intro songs.
Here comes Steve Lipton, the turnaround king. He'd rather be shouting, but for now he'll just sing. Some songs.
Well, everybody's heard about the Berg. Berg, Berg, Berg. Berg's the Berg. I said a Berg, Berg, Berg. Berg's the Berg. I said a Berg, Berg, Berg. Berg's the Berg. Well, everybody's heard about the Berg. Well, everybody knows about the Berg. I said a Berg, Berg, Berg. Berg's the Berg. I said a Berg. Robert Berg! Well, everybody's heard about the Berg. Well, everybody knows about the Berg. A little Berg, Berg, Berg. For Berg's the Berg. I said a Berg, Berg, Berg. For Berg's the Berg. I said a Berg, Berg, Berg. For Berg's the Berg. I said a Berg, Berg, Berg. For Berg's the Berg. I said a Berg, Berg, Berg. For Berg's the Berg. I said a Berg, Berg, Berg.
Oh, my God. So if you're still listening to this podcast at this point, I salute you. I mean, the stuff that we're showing here is really, I mean, unless Tom's here, and then it's going to be really gross stuff. When I'm guest hosting for Tom Burf, it's basically just going to be the nonsense that we used to filter to the final segment of the podcast. So things like The Shadow or, you know, the Jingly Awards or whatever other really dumb, random skit-based stuff or just stupid bonus content. This is the showcase for that on these rare occasions when I can sit in for Tom Burf. So that Berg's the Berg is one of my favorite things of the entire show. Another long-running gag with the podcast and Robert Berg in specific is Soul. And so for those of you who don't know, Robert Berg obviously did the wonderful Balding Jordan Spieth parody several years ago. And that was one of his first songs. And upon hearing it, I thought, you know, this is really good, but I bet we could make this go viral if we just got somebody who sounds like Adele. If we got like a professional singer, this could be freaking huge. The lyrics are hilarious. The whole premise is great. It's short. It's snappy. We could put this online, maybe make a YouTube video or something and really help blow this up. I think this was shortly after Goodbye RG3 had taken off and generated some interest and traffic. I thought, oh, let's build on that and let's do some more cool stuff like that to really help build the TK Jingles audience at the time. And so I went on one of these websites Somebody had posted a Johnny Cash jingle that was just perfect. And I contacted him and said, hey, who'd you get to do that? Where'd you find this person? He said, oh, there's a whole website out there where you can find talent and match them up with your songs and just pay them a small fee and they'll sing it for you. So I went out to this website and I found someone that said they could sing like Adele, and there were some pretty impressive demos. And so anyway, I paid the nominal fee to hire someone named Sol from Chile who supposedly could do that, just a kick-ass pop star song. And what I got back was utter garbage. Now, that was 4 years ago, and you could barely understand it. I think that, you know, Sol, you know, basically, well, I'll, you know what? I'll play it here, this Belding Jordan Speed version, and then I'm going to play the walk-up that Sol did for Robert Berg today, like a few weeks ago. And I have to say, it's quite different. So as disappointed as I was with how bad it was the first time, I'm now disappointed that Sol has been using the last 4 years of my fees and apparently applying them to English lessons or something, because it actually sounds really good. And so what I thought was going to be a disastrous walk-up for Berg this time around ended up being quite lovely. Like, this is actually something I would like to listen to. So I'm going to play you now the original Sol song from 4 years ago, and then Sol today.
There's a golfer, 21 years old. Looks like he's 40 with his failing follicles. Doing battle with the vertiginous Jason Day, who has a beautiful head of hair. His hat is tailor-made. Dustin Johnson's hairline also heading north. Brandon Grace as well with a set like an export. Makes men hate themselves cause they can't get it on a green. And 70% of us have the androgender receptor gene. Hitting his golf shots on all the golf holes. You've seen his golf clubs, he struck through his golf balls.
Lovely. I mean, that was just absolutely beautiful. And it's unfortunate. I mean, Sol is costing herself a lot of money now, because for the past 4 years, I've been paying for these ridiculous performances, and now it's quite good. So I'm not sure that, you know, we have any more need for good material. I mean, who wants that? But speaking of money, we do have a read here. So this is for Tom Burf's babysitting services. All right. So Tom is available to babysit your kids, and here's how this works. So since Tom is a registered sex offender, he can't be within 2,000 feet of children or minors. But he does own binoculars, for obvious reasons. And for only $10 an hour, you can drop your kids off at the Walmart nearest your house, and Tom will park across the street and watch them from a safe and legal distance from his windowless van. And when you're done with whatever you're doing, just come back and grab your kids. Checks can be made out to Tom's ex-wife, Bertha. So just send a check or money order to Bertha Burf, Apartment 2, Berthsburg, BA.
Every little look is time for Patrick. Everyone is gonna sing some songs. He came out of the woods and
mic in your hand. Hey Joe, I said, where you going with that microphone in your hand? Alright, looks like he's headed down to his basement. You know, I gotta tell you, that dude sure can sing it, man. Every time he sings a jingle, you know I can't help but notice he kills it, man. Yeah! That's your cool.
It's John Fitzpatrick.
Here to sing for you.
It's John Fitzpatrick.
About an orange juice. Here to sing for you.
It's John Fitzpatrick.
About an orange juice.
It's John Fitzpatrick.
All right, I think that's about all the time we have today for the Burf Bag. I hope you enjoyed yourself, and I'm sorry that Tom couldn't be here. He should be back here next week, though, to host the show. If you have any feedback, please send an email to burfbag@littlesongs.net. We'll be happy to read your message here. If there's things from the podcast that you enjoy, just on the off chance that I happen to have to host this show again in Tom's absence, please also send a note, burfbag@littlesongs.net, and let me know what you like. I mean, if the silly skits like The Shadow or something you want to hear, or there's some other feature or segment or something that we had there that was ridiculous or stupid, we'd be happy to use it as filler here just as we kill time to help make do for our host's various absences. We'll get you out of here on this. This is a classic Tom Burf track, You're in Love, that really showcases his love of the lazy, lowbrow writing, as well as performances that just totally mail it in. So thanks for listening to the Burf Bag. Love to get your feedback, what you thought of this show. Enjoy this song.
You're in love, spell it out. C-U-P, yes, I hear that makes you happy. You're in love, I have proof, 'cause there were cameras in that hotel room. You're in love, and in case it's not clear enough by now, there's some double entendre there, baby. Some things you don't talk about in public. You're in love.